I feel like I'm just stunned, absolutely stunned.
That's Asriyas Charan, co-founder of the Boulder Nablus Sister City Project. Nablus joins Boulder's seven other sister cities, including Dushanbe, Tajikistan, the most well-known because of the Dushanbe gift of a tea house located on 13th Street. Charan has been working for more than 5 years to convince City Council that connecting Boulder with Nablus is a good idea.
Well, now that we're an official sister city, it actually, first of all, it lends us a lot of legitimacy. It'll open quite a few doors that have been closed to us. So one example is Boulder Valley School District Schools has said that their students are not allowed to participate in our pen pal program until after we get sister city status. And so that's one door that will open up. Boulder History Museum has a program, an educational program that they collaborate with area schools that is for their sister city projects. We've never been allowed to participate, and now we'll be allowed to participate in that too. And then probably most significantly is it gives us access to grants and funds that are available for official sister cities. And we want to do some really big projects, like on the order of Tea House. I mean, maybe not that big, but we want to do something big, and we can't do it until we have official status. So now we do. So, like, wow, the sky is the limit, really.
But many, like Catherine Bernheimer, think designation of Nablus as a sister city is essentially picking a side in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and will bring that divisiveness home to Boulder.
It's so ironic that they're creating more hate. They're sponsors of hate. 70, we heard tonight, 75% of the government is Hamas. Who are we working with? We're working with Hamas. Thank you, Boulder, for voting us a relationship with Hamas. It's a terrorist organization. What is the message that is being sent to people of Boulder? It's very clear. We are taking sides in a war. We have no business taking sides in a war. So it's really a vote for hate. Boulder Council just voted for more hate.
The public hearing on the controversial issue lasted more than 3 hours. At that time, 3 of the 9 council members voted against the designation, including Andrew Shoemaker, Sam Weaver, and Jan Burton. But Jackie Sprince's Wong, who spoke against the proposal, felt council members had already made up their minds before the night began.
They totally had this already decided. It was a waste of our time, but it was more a waste of our hearts and our souls trying to tell them what it's like to live in Boulder as a Jew. They don't care. They're totally disrespected us. And we have been paying our taxpayer dollars too.
But for those speaking in favor of the proposal, the overriding theme was a desire to build bridges, not walls.
My name is Zuse Bulay. I was born in behind the Iron Curtain in East Germany during the Cold War. And I was born into a pacifist family, and we were persecuted. And at age 13, I was deported on gunpoint and sold as a political prisoner to West Germany. So I know what it means to have walls that are created and no understanding happening. And I know what it all means about, and I believe that actually sister cities and people-to-people interaction are one of the few ways to create understanding. I have seen it work, and I'm a strong believer that the only way that you can find common ground is actually to meet each other and build bridges.
Boulder joins just a handful of American cities with sister city relationships in Palestine, while more than 50 American cities, including Denver, have sister cities in Israel. Dan Winter says it's important for Boulder to do whatever it can in its own little corner of the world.
Things in the world are looking bad for certain people. They're being marginalized, they're being ostracized, they're being taken advantage of. I'm saying what we need is a change of pace from that kind of thinking. In our little corner of the world, can make that change by voting to be Nablus Sister City Project. There's an old saying that nothing is ever started except from the very first small step. So we can't wait for the big powers always to take over and do what they think is right, which is not always in the best interest of the people. So as each community can stand up and say, basta, enough, then we can move forward.
For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.